যা বলেছিলেন ইন্টারনালি ইউনাইটেড
দ্যাট
ইজ অল ইম্পর্টেন্ট ইজ ইট নট
সর্বধর্ম
পরিত্যাগ্যমামি কোন পরমন্বয় নট অনলি নন রিলিজিয়ান বাট অল ফিল্ডস অফ রিলিজিয়ান উই মাস্ট পারসেপ্ট অ্যাবান্ডন only for Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is so valuable and so accommodating. So everything, we shall take all the risk for Krishna consciousness. Sarva dharmam parityaj. When I was young, I was a student of Bhagavad Gita. When I used to come to this line, Sadharmi dhanam seyo vaya dharmo vaya bhava. I felt discouragement. Sadharma is an answer. Where I am, my duty, immediate duty, I must die for that, for discharge of duty. I must count down the other. But whenever I come to Sadva Dharma and Parityajya, I got some strength, infinite character. The risk, everything for personal. So, unity, everything is laudable if it's in connection of Krishna consciousness, for which Swami Maharaj went there empty-handed. I do not know less than you about Swami Maharaj. From before he joined the mission, to the last day of his life. He asked me from America with a letter, I don't feel well, I may die. Should we die here, working for Krishna consciousness, or I should go back to India? I told him that I feel that Prabhupada has given is that land for Paranda. It is in my mind. So I shall say, you give your life there working. And he took it up. I knew him best.
Yes, there is no doubt about that.
When this ISKCON, the conception of ISKCON, the very word came, before he perhaps some 20 years ago, he began his actual life in teaching from a hired house in Calcutta. The Back to Godhead was published. There my article was there. And at that time he thought of his ISKCON. But you have sacrifice so much. We have got also some experience of sacrifice in our mission in the time of our Guru Maharaj. And what for? That is all important. And that is not a very cheap thing. Krishna consciousness proper is not a very cheap thing. অন্যাসিতাশন্যম কর্ম জ্ঞানাধ্যমাগতম আনুকূল্যেন মুক্তানামপি সিদ্ধানাম নারায়ণপরম সুলভ প্রসন্ত হোয়াট ইজ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস প্রপার অল ইম্পর্টেন্ট অনলি ইন হিউম্যান লাইফ ইট ইজ পসিবল টু বিগিন অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ অলসো ভেরি আনসার্টেন সো ওনস কানেক্টেড ওন শুড ট্রাই হিজ বেস্ট to attain, to work towards as far as possible, very badly. So the spirit of the thing should be kept in as much as it is possible. And then unity and management, administration, everything is well and good. As he repeated, he came here at least 5-6 times after he began his preaching. Before that also he came here number of times. I also used to live by his side, next door. I was studying ground floor, I am first floor, a long time. Anyhow, when he began his translation, Bhagavad Gita, consultation with me in a very deep way. Anyhow, he requested me many a time that please look after them. I am taking them aside. You have got some responsibility to look after them. And this, my nature is avoiding, not very inviting. But still he repeatedly came to me and requested me. And the first batch that he took here in India, he kept here in my care. And it is I who suggested to purchase the land now where this gong is standing, managed. Anyhow, I was also friendly. Now also I am so. But the things have been turned opposite.
Now,
when I heard that many dissatisfied souls are going astray, as away from this God, and some of them I knew personally, then I felt pain in my heart. Such good souls are going away. I gave some proposal to them that this person should be accommodated. But they did not care to hear in the beginning. After some time, three important persons in the management, they were rudely treated. And then both the parties agreed, and the aggressor both came to me, and I effected some compromises, and they accepted, and things went on well. Then also I find now and then, evidently some persons are going away, and those that are in power, and their power is growing, men and money coming in their hand, it is generally very a trial for the acharyas. I have got experience of at least 55 years about the mission here in our Guru Maharaj mission. So many split, and also I tried to make compromise, and did also something in this way. I am staying, passing my days. I am a living different character. I am not in their character. I don't like any big company. Rather, I like more to read the Shastra and to understand the meaning from it in different ways. I have written some poems in Sanskrit, and the books also in Sanskrit. My mind almost always busy to find out the real meaning from the Shastri scripture, the mantram or the sutram or anything. That is my mind, generally. But when such things were occurring, some of them, offended persons, came to me and requested me to interfere in the matter. Because Swami Maharaj said many things about me losing his mission and disciples. So some of them knew it and they asked me to interfere. Then when I gave some proposal, but they were deaf ears, and then I asked them, try to help in my name in a relieving way.
Who did you ask and in which case?
First came with 18 points one Hiranyagarbha.
Acha.
Now he is
Babaji.
I have here. I am sorry for him. I wrote to Tamal Krishna.
That was Pradyumna.
Pradyumna. Pradyumna. Yes,
Pradyumna.
Pradyumna came first with 18 points of dissatisfaction. I reported it to Tamal Krishna. He was busy in his propaganda work. And then he told, things are going on very well. I can't go now. When I shall go during Dol Purnima, I shall try to meet you. I shall meet you. But he came, went away, did not care to meet with me. Things are going on very well. Then one Yashoda Nandan, she was in charge of
Vrindavan
Gurukul Paras. He came, I saw, he is a good man, but I heard that he is independent, important man, he is independent. Then another
he was a little sorry that he was not one of the gurus. He was a little sorry that he was not one of the gurus.
But I thought he is better than so many gurus. Then next, they came, three gurus, they are unfit and they should be discharged and punished. They came to punish three gurus appointed as a direct appointment from the Maharaj. Anyhow, I interfered and some compromise was created, including Tamal Krishna also.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in this way, so many came and I am hearing. And I told, go on with some relief work to find them. In the meantime, in
heart...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I am here to, as you say, unity. This is a unity effort only. United we stand, divided we fall.
I differ from you. That unity for what? Unity for bad thing that can create a havoc.
But how can it be bad thing?
Men
for Krishna consciousness.
I say that the ideal is the all important and then next unity. Administration is the Kshatriya, the position of a Kshatriya. And the Acharya work, that is for the Brahmin, who does not care for this worldly achievement. That is for the Brahmins. And the administration with the Kshatriya. Finance with the Vaishya. The general conception here should be. So the Brahminic temperament, they should get Shastri's knowledge, that Lakshman is there. Sabdi Parinchanishnatam. Then in Gita, Paripatan Parivrashana Seva Upadikam Gyanino Sattva Darsino. Then in Upanishad also, Bhagavata, Guru Prabhadita, Jikkasu Sayuttam, Sadhya Parishanishtam, Upanishad, Dharmina Bhagavati, Samipan, Sotriyam, Brahmanishtam. That should be the criterion of the Acharya. Not a man who can conduct good administration, make money, and recruit more men, that is not the criterion of an Acharya. So, he dissatisfied to help them. That was my advice to the discontented. And in that way, and before this one thing I should say, anyone who came to me and asked anything, they took it in tape. And that tape may be
circulated,
propagated anywhere. Everyone comes, and whatever I say, they take it, tape of that. And they began to preach in their own way.
Mm.
In this way, then I heard that Dhir Krishna Maharaj, he took some tapes from me, and he has copied it and he is spreading it among the public. And I was told that that was appreciated. And those that came to hear that tape, I am told that they had got some sympathy for me. In this way, perhaps some persons were attracted towards me through the tapes. And that is the trouble. That is the cause of all troubles. Those that can hear from me through the tape, they are having some sympathy towards me, and they come to me for some seeking for some help. I am here, and those that are coming to hear from me, irrespective of anyone, I say, in this way, the trouble has arisen here. Some are more attracted towards my tape. Have you heard?
Yes, I very much appreciate. I had heard with him also last year. Only thing that their point is that by hearing you,
I also like, it is a proud of us all, those that have faith in Mahaprabhu, they would feel, cannot but feel proud that Swami Maharaj had done such a wonderful work in this population. It is inconceivable by so many. And it will diminish its position, its prestige will diminish. That will be almost death to us who want that Gaudiya Vaishnava should have its precious credit. But still, the justice should be there.
Now, their point is that by hearing your tape...
Their point I have heard, they say that whatever will be the majority of the committee, that is absolute. I differ there. But I consider that you are all students in the line of truth. So don't think that you are all perfect. You are all perfect. You are studying, you are students. So try to be accommodating and try to keep the standards.
One thing they say is that by hearing your tape, their determination to serve in ISKCON should increase. Instead that they are trying to find fault.
Some told me, one Dayadhar, he was sent by, he was a doctor, sent by Vamsadut Maharaj to me for initiation, because he sent by one of the Jonal Acharya, perhaps he thought of my tape, or anyhow got some faith in me, I initiated. That gentleman, having my, I got one, Prabhupada Jivanamrita, one book, a compiled book, compilation, from many sources. The Dayadhar told that your book, and then some poems also I have composed in Sanskrit, they are helping ISKCON in an estimable way, deep-rooted, making ISKCON deep-rooted and also enlivening. That remark came to me. And it was not impossible. Swami Maharaj spread Mahaprabhu's instructions very widely, and what I collected in that book, very, very selected passages from many higher devotees, and that can help the very movement. It is desirable. It is can be easily thought. In this way, my connection was to consolidate, to make it deep-rooted. But unfortunately, things are going in such a way that as if I am standing in the opposite party. I don't think so. I think that my inclination, my advice, and my friendship with Swami Maharaj, that can help us a great deal. Both sides, from the constitutional as well as from the spiritual idea. In my simple conviction, and I am there. In my old age, in my whole life, I had no ambition, and in my old age, I am not such a fool that this time, at the cost of ISKCON, I'll try to emulate my condition.
No, what the their thing is that they always had great reverence for you. Therefore, whenever there was a crisis
only,
in the...
Only when they do not differ from me.
No, that is true. But whenever they had any crisis, they always approached you as the most reverend, most reverend Vaishnava.
That is goodness.
And even when there was a personal crisis in Srila Tirthapad's life, they directed the GBC, a few GBCs directed him towards your good self.
No, that's not true. Srila Maharaj wanted Tirthapad to come to him.
Dev
Prakumara told Tirthapad also. Anyway, Srila Maharaj told me to come to visit.
Yes.
Which incidents are you talking about?
Whatever it is, what I am saying is that the devotees have great reverence for you. It was not that only thing that they are a little bitter now is that some of the people who have some criticism against the movement.
Reverence for me. What sort of reverence? They have got towards me, you think? Or material, substantial, spiritual.
Well, I think for your knowledge. For your knowledge?
Yes.
For your...
Reverence for me.
For your learning in the Vaishnava.
In a formal way. I think. At least now they have proved like that.
Reverence for you?
It's a formal reverence, not...
They are more particular with form management, and the formal help they want from me. But I am not a man with form only. I more like spirit than form. I like to be a form breaker than form maker, if it is necessary for spiritual upliftment.
That's pretty heavy. Yesterday they gave the report.
What is there, Sarvadharmam Parityajya? What is that? What is the idea, Sarvadharmam Parityajya? And the highest goal, Sajanam Arjya Pathamcha Hitta Bhejur Mukunda Padami. Are you acquainted with this sloka of Bhagavatam, which is said by Uddhava about the gopis of Vrindavan? their qualification. Are you acquainted with this sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam?
No, kindly tell me.
Huh?
No.
Oh. So you should be connected, and you should have connection with the highest ideas we have got in Gaudiya Vaishnava. Where to go? What is our destination? What for we have come to ISKCON? A general call. Thami Maharaj has given to so many, crushing as the pride of the present scientific civilization. But what for? What is our aim? Highest aim? You must be conscious of that. What for you have come? You soldiers, you are arrayed to fight with Maya. But what for? What is your aim?
134.
Huh?
30.
No, what is
the
aim?
What is the
age? What is my aim?
Aim is to serve the spiritual master and spread
this. What is the conception? There are so many conceptions. Christianity conception, Islam conception, this Buddhist conception.
Our thinking is...
This conception, Shankaraite conception, so many. But what is Krishna consciousness that Swamiji Maharaj gave to you?
Our thinking is that we do not know Krishna. We have no qualification to know Krishna. But we know Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj.
That is
and therefore we want to serve
what,
Him.
What is your Prabhupada? There are so many Prabhupadas in the world. What is the peculiarity of the word Prabhupada?
That he is putting us at the feet of Krishna.
Then what is Krishna? He did not preach about Him, He preached about Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And what is that Krishna consciousness?
Surrendering to Prabhupada means preaching Krishna consciousness.
No, no.
And to practice Krishna consciousness.
He captured your mind through preaching through Krishna consciousness.
Right.
And what did you find peculiar in Krishna consciousness that you left your previous religious ideas and joined Swami Maharaj? He took so much risk. What is that Krishna consciousness? You must know that.
Yes, we know whatever
not
Prabhupada
heavy,
has taught us.
Not heavy, not taking the name of Prabhupada. Not taking the name of
Krishna
Prabhupada.
Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Krishna is the Supreme Lord. That is a vague word. One will say Allah is the Supreme Lord. Another says Jesus is the Supreme Lord.
He has a
Lord.
Name, form, pastimes, paraphernalia.
So do you want to...
They are not different from Krishna.
To know what is Krishna consciousness, back to Godhead, what is that Godhead?
We are being educated in our ISKCON society about that.
What?
We are being educated about that in ISKCON. We are.
That education is not a mere fashion, that is reality.
What?
That is reality.
Our Guru Maharaj, he was there guiding this mission for 13 years.
I know your Guru Maharaj than you do.
But he guided
I knew him from the beginning to the last days of his life, so much so, once he proposed himself to be the president of the ISKCON, I refused. In his last days, he wanted me to live along with him in ISKCON, to have my constant association.
If I say something representing their story,
you say something,
please not mind it.
Whatever you
what
will say, that will be superficial to me. That won't reach to the depth of my knowledge and experience of Krishna consciousness. Whatever you will see, but all of you will see that won't reach the depth of my knowledge about ISKCON, that is Krishna consciousness. Who is Krishna? You are all primary students. I thank you so.
Whatever we are, our Guru, Prabhupada.
First thing when you say, who are you? I say, I am Muda. I am Muda number one. But I am trying to serve Prabhupada, that's all.
Yes.
We are trying to spread
that is
this
good.
Mission.
That is good, of course. time for Prabhupada.
And that is our prime concern, to just give this life for serving Prabhupada.
Ostentatiously, that is appreciable.
I just wanted to ask you one question.
Yes.
That there's arising in their mind,
yes,
which may have disturbed, which induced them to make some decisions that disturb your feelings. And that is that if someone leaves ISKCON and criticizes the different activities of ISKCON or different authorities of ISKCON, then he comes to take shelter of you. Then if you give them a sannyas or recognition immediately, then it has a bad effect on ISKCON as a whole. So that is what their concern is.
I can feel the present inconvenience of the ISKCON. But still, those that came to Swami Maharaj and are frustrated now, and going back astray, and if they comes to me and want some connection here, I am not running after them, but those that come to me and they are rejected, but if I think that they should be kept in the fold and I give some connection, how can I say that I would be cruel not to do that? ISKCON is not, can't accommodate. They came to Swami Maharaj and now frustrated they are going away. And they have their complaints, and some complaints are true, because I have got that sort of experience from our generation, in our Prabhupada's, our Guru Maharaj's followers. We have got some sort of experience, so we can guess what is what to a certain extent. When frustrated they come and want some help, how can I say that no, I can't help you? That is my trouble.
But then if they come and they get shelter, then they sharpen their attack on the movement.
Sharpen means?
Means increase their attack.
What is that attack? See, they are preaching mind chips. What they all the members of the prayer appreciate my, what they get from my chair. You point out that in your tape these undesirable things are being out. These are not desirable, objectionable anything I am preaching against ISKCON. What I say, that is a general thing on principle. The Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, generally I explain so many shlokas. That is my harikatha. My preaching is that. When of different types of shlokas I explain. My chief means that.
That is of course appreciated by everybody.
You have been banned all these days.
One thing.
Appreciate it should be put in proper perspective of the current situation. But his tapes have been banned. That after last night's conversation, he it was referred that his teaching was Mayavad to some extent. These things should be presented as they are. What is the actual attitude of the current administration? And then it can be understood why I find it difficult to adjust to my own spiritual feelings towards that.
You see, Swami Maharaj, before his departure, he told that I have said many things against my God brothers as a policy of preaching, but I blessed it to some of my God brothers, but I beg to be excused by them. On the basis of that, I asked your GVC that the portions where he has abused the God brothers may be omitted on the basis of his last word. Because otherwise they are also coming to throw mud against Swami Maharaj. Already we have begun. and I requested them not to do so. So I am always trying to save the prestige of ISKCON. He abused for his propaganda almost all the camps of Gaudiya Vaishnava, but so then except himself. And now they have begun to do that. They just
এবার কথা বাড়ি আসছে হল মায়ের যে কথার উপর কথা একটু দিনের পর দিন এটা বন্ধ হয় সেই জবাবটুকু হাজারবার দেওয়া হয়ে গেল হাজার জনের সঙ্গে প্রত্যেকটা লোক যদি একটার পর একটা এসে আপনার সঙ্গে এইরকম কথা বলতে থাকে
আপনার
এটা পৌঁছে যাবে কিন্তু হয়তো কীর্তনানন্দ এটি আছে
নেগোসিয়েশন উইল বি ইউ কিপ অ্যালু ফ্রম দি অ্যাফেয়ার্স অফ ইসকন হোয়াট দে মে ডু আর আন ডু ইউ ডোন্ট কেয়ার only for that. Is this your the object of your coming here?
Myself?
To make me silent.
No.
Then
my job is to simply
whoever is dissatisfied with the present management of ISKCON, and if they come to me and if I give some sympathy to them, then I am creating an opposite party there, faulty.
Because their feeling is, because it's a worldwide mission, there will always be some complaints. There may be some dissatisfaction.
Of course.
Even at the time of Prabhupada, our own Prabhupada, there were people who had some difficulties and they left the movement.
Yes, I have got sad experience. Many have already left him. And then so many, in all the institutions, there is such.
Yes, so...
But
if this criticism becomes more intense, then the management of the institution becomes more difficult.
So that
was the concern.
So they should be more accommodating, and they should be more earnest to the ideal. Swami Maharaj went there empty-handed, not with much wealth and the power and splendor. But what was his capital?
Krishna consciousness.
Then that I want to trust more in Krishna consciousness. And accommodating to the God brothers.
Prabhupada taught us.
Those I can feel that they are sincere. They are sincere students. If I can find that he is a sincere student but he neglected by the administration, what should I do? As a servant of our Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, should I extend my hand to him? Or no, go away. What should you do? If anyone be a guest in your house, should he put some water or food?
Yes.
Or he will die early.
No.
Then they already came to your Prabhupada and they are going disappointed. And if they come before leaving the ISKCON and then he asks something and if I want to pacify them, and thereby a group, one, two, three, four, in this way a group,
then a group is formed.
What I am to do? Then I am to close my door and sit in the room?
No. And a group is formed like that, then there is some other preaching going on, then there is another wider group is formed.
Not only that. You see, my idea... My idea is this. Swami Maharaj, you see, Manum Vajya Samutkirne Sutteshtri Mastiri. Our Guru Maharaj sent a party of five or four in the beginning. Next he wanted to send me, but I was reluctant for some reason. Then he sent another one. Then when he was proposing me in Bombay, Swami Maharaj was present there, and in course of his speech he told, "You all be prepared, you will have to go to the West for preaching in Bombay." And Swami Maharaj pointed me out, "In your presence, Prabhupada requested me." Then I came to recollect the thing that he was saying, that all of you will have to go to the West for preaching. Our Guru Maharaj Bhaktivinoda Thakur foretold, our Prabhupada began, and Swami Maharaj came with flying colors, preaching in the West. So our Guru Maharaj, he began the attempt. And he proposed me to go. I did not, for two reasons. One, that I can't understand the intonation, the pronunciation of the Westerners. And the second, I am not a pushing man and don't want to mix with so many. So I modestly refused. Now, in my last days of life, Swami Maharaj has taken so many where I am sitting idle and asking me to look after them. And also I remember my Guru Maharaj wanted to send me to the West for preaching because there were so many, including our Guru Maharaj, that my words are very suitable to the Westerners. My reason, my knowledge, my dealing, all these things, they appreciated. Or they are of such opinion. And in my last day, so many are coming at my door, and I shall say, "No, you go away." How come you say so? Who was appointed in the beginning, suppose 47 years ago, that you go to the West for preaching? And I didn't. And they are coming at my door. And what should I do? What treatment should I do with them?
There is no difficulty with that, as it is the ISKCON recognizes your prominence as a prominent Vaishnava, and they come whenever there is any need, they immediately come.
Then, but then, this is one, Charuswami Maharaj, he has got some appreciation for me. He was direct appointed by Swami Maharaj as an Acharya, though Grihastha. He has got some sympathy with me and so many others also. But are they not reliable?
No.
All bogus persons are coming to me. Those that are approaching me, they are all bogus.
No.
Then either I am to blame or those that are coming, they are to be blamed.
No, but the all genuine people, but if they are formed in many groups, then the unity of the ISKCON as a whole may be endangered. This is the concern. This is the biggest concern.
Yes, that I know fully well.
Yes.
So they have to modify their policy. They should not stand firm that the majority of these few, there are several thousands of disciples of Swami Maharaj, and they may be leading to a 24. They should not think that their unity may satisfy the whole thing. They should also consider the what sort of conclusion they should come to in the meeting. Substantially, not formally. The majority of ISKCON, that is absolute, and the last man to admit that.
But then how can we run the institution smoothly?
Of course.
If there is not some arrangement like that.
No administration,
so many groups are
no administration, good administration can give Godhead. Kanich.
No.
That is just,
then,
it is for the propagation. Then, Prabhupada has
that is
organized
all
for propagation.
Approximate and relative. All approximate and relative. We should be conscious of the fact.
Yes, Maharaj, but
because
Prabhupada himself organized.
We are approaching towards infinite. So, everything is finite. However greater it may be, with that consciousness, we shall try to move.
Yes, Maharaj, Prabhupada himself organized it. And he was, his most concern was that we should all work jointly together.
To say that they are all self-made acharyas. I don't know, I don't say so, but there are some who say that Prabhupada did not appoint any acharya. Rather he told, jare dako tare ko, every one of you speak of, one of you, wherever you come across about Krishna consciousness. That was...
Well, here is one of them, you can ask him whether they were appointed or not.
Now there is complaint amongst the men there that the whole conception of acharya, as you presented it to the GBC when they came here originally in 1978 at Gaur Purnima, that was something mistaken in that.